this episode of Between Good Podcasts, Christmas Lights. Hey, welcome to Between Good Podcasts, episode 93. This is your host, Mark.
And Kaylee.
Have you been, Kaylee?
Good.
So, what's new on the front of our house?
Christmas lights!
Yeah, Christmas lights. So, this is one of my original episode ideas that I had kind of forgotten about, and then I was going back at my ideas list and thought, oh, well, we're putting up the Christmas lights soon, so maybe it's the perfect time of year.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Good.
That's good.
Yeah.
We put up our Christmas lights in the Between Good Podcast family on the day after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And how long do we leave them up?
Until Christmas.
Until Christmas, until the end of the Christmas season, so all the way through to Epiphany. So we have our lights up a really long time. What color lights do we have on the front of the house?
Kind of like whitish.
Yeah, we have two colors of white. There's warm white and cool white.
Yep.
And what other?
They're candy cane lights. And the candy cane lights are red and green.
Are those your favorite?
Yes.
You helped me put them up, didn't you?
Yes.
So
I agree with that.
For me, what's really revolutionized the Christmas lights is the LED lights they have now.
Yes, I think that is right.
Because they don't burn out.
Yes.
And they don't use much electricity, so you can leave them on a really long time.
Yes.
So we have lots and lots of lights out. We've got on...
Four lights.
On the roof of our porch.
Yeah, they're my... All lights are my favorite, even ours.
And lighted garlands on the porch rail.
Yes.
And lights on the bushes.
Yes.
Do you remember what color the lights on the posts are? Red, like candy canes.
Oh, yeah, the candy canes. I remember them.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear the neighbor's dog next door, but since it is a very nice time of the year where we live, we're doing our podcast from the porch, so we're porch casting.
Yes, and your lights around the poles, which are the candy canes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there are lights all around their house.
Yep. So I usually have a problem with how I wire up the lights in that I end up doing too many in parallel. So I tried a different approach this year where I did more in series. It's basically one long string all the way around the porch rail and all the way around the top of the roof and back.
Yes.
Do you think we should do more lights next year?
Yes.
What color?
How about, like, remember that star that was in the box?
Oh, yeah. We have some Christmas trees that we didn't put up because the wind kind of knocks them down. But they're lighted Christmas trees that have stars on top.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we'll have to do those next year. And I need to get a couple extra lights, a couple extra of the net lights, so they're all the same cool white color.
Yes.
Oh, and one other thing we do is we take all the lamp posts out front, like by the garage and the front door and in the yard, and we replace them with red and green fluorescent bulbs.
Yes.
All right. Well, do you have anything else that you want to tell our listeners about Christmas lights?
There are light bulbs inside.
Yep, there are light bulbs inside. So, to wrap up, we're really big fans of Christmas lights, and we definitely have the biggest Christmas light setup of any house on our block.
Yeah.
So, if you've got any cool Christmas light ideas, tell us about them at betweengoodpodcast.podomatic.com. Leave a review on iTunes. That wraps it up for this episode. This has been your host, Mark.
And Kaylee.
And we're Between Good Podcasts. So for me, what's really revolutionized the easy for me to say. Don't worry, I'll go back and edit that out later.
Yes. Yeah. Popcorn.